And I'm going to give that information to you in this Learn Earn program. Covey says if you want to make quantum leaps in improvement, change your paradigm. A paradigm, ladies and gentlemen, is not two dimes. A paradigm is the way you see something. It's the truth from which you're operating. But it may not be the whole truth. In fact, it might not be the truth at all. It's your truth, but not necessarily the truth. For example, and this is going to change your viewpoint big time in network marketing. This could shake you up a little bit because you are where you are because of some of the things you have done, said, or thought. Your paradigms, in other words. If you don't change that, you will stay where you are forever. Let me show you what I mean. I've spoken for many MLM companies, and they always know ahead of time I'm going to do this, so they don't have a problem with it. I can take their flagship product, and I think you, by the way, should do this with me right now in your own mind. Picture your very best, most exciting product that your company has, and let's assume it's a nutrition product for purposes of this example. Take 3 months' supply of it, usually worth about $100 retail or even wholesale, about $100 worth of product. Take 3 months' supply of it and put it in your left hand and offer it to somebody, anybody that you can think of, absolutely free. Say, Bill, I want to give you this product, and it will do this, this, and this for you. And you tell him all the testimonials you have about it. Tell him what it did for you. And tell him you want to give him 3 months' supply of it. Or I'll give you this $100 bill in my right hand. Now, which one do you think he'll take? The 3 months' supply of the product that will give him all the benefits you just told him about? Or the $100 bill? I know for sure what the answer is, as do you. I've never heard it otherwise. It doesn't matter whether I'm talking to 100 people or 1,000 people or 10,000 people. The answer is always, always the same. They always know it's the money. Everyone will take the $100 bill. Now visualize me standing here with 3 months' supply in my left hand of your favorite product and a $100 bill in my right hand, and I'm holding it up to you, and I'm saying to you, now you just told me to take the $100 bill, right? And you nod your head and you say yes. My question for you then is, well, which one are you selling? Guess what? Most people, those who are not making money in this industry, most people say they're selling the products that are in my left hand. The nutritional products, the 3 month supply, that's what they're selling. That's not wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You got to do that. That is indeed half the business, but that's not the half that makes you the money. So we don't discard it at all. In fact, we throw gas on that little flame, and we make sure everybody's in love with the products. We make sure that everybody's on the products and that they're retailing it to somebody. But you see, that isn't going to make you rich. If that's what you're doing, stop it. That's a pretty bold statement, isn't it? Well, remember, your way isn't working, so you must change the way you're doing things. Everybody who's making money in this industry, who's ever made a lot of money, talked about both the products and the money. And almost always the money was the main forte. Now here's a qualifying question, and this is one of the perspectives and attitudes I want you to get. Change the way you've been thinking about your business. I'm going to ask you this question. Why did you get on this call tonight? Why did you put up the money and agree to spend 4 hours with me and a half hour of private consultation with me? Why'd you do that? Your motives, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll just look deep inside at the truth, what was your motive? Well, let's back up and ask a question even before that. Why'd you get involved with your MLM company? What was your motive? And sometimes I ask people to look real clearly and deeply into themselves to find out what they really wanted and what their motive really was. And 100% of the time, they got involved because they wanted to and, in fact, expected to make money with that incredible product or products they had fallen in love with. Whoa. If that's true and y'all got on this call for that reason, you got on this call to learn how to do what? Well, I offered to show you how to make $100,000 a year in network marketing. I think that was your reason. Everybody's interested in making money. Not everybody's interested in the products. But you see, there are enough of them out there that are that you can make a ton of money if you'll just approach them properly. Now, let me show you something. Picture this visual image in your mind again of all the products in my left hand, a $100 bill in my right hand, and I'm standing in front of you and I'm holding them there and I'm asking you, which product are you selling? And you tell me that you're selling the product and I say, well, I sell and always have sold the money. You see, I can't tell by looking, and neither can you, who has a health challenge. But I can tell by looking who needs the money. If they're breathing, they probably need more money, and they already want it. They need it. They understand it, and they don't have to try it for 30 days to see if it works. So they're already interested in that product in your right hand, or in my right hand, the $100 bill. So what I'm going to suggest as one of your major paradigm shifts is that if you want to make quantum leaps and improvement in making money, acquire this paradigm that this is a business, and the purpose of a business is to do what? Make money. That's why you got involved. Now, the question isn't, do I want to make money? It is, what's the very best way to do it? You're seeing me hold up the $100 bill and you're saying, I want that. I want one of those every day. Heck no, I want one of those every minute of every day. How in the world can I create that? Well, it certainly isn't going to come from your efforts. Now we're talking about some basic network marketing concepts. Most people go out there and they start talking about the product or products. They take the path of least resistance. Like water, they flow down the path that's easiest and simplest because the product gives them confidence, because they believe in it. They've heard stories or they've had a personal experience with it. That's all well and good, and it needs to be there, and it needs to be done. It is indeed part of the business, but it's not the part that makes you the money. You see, I sold products that I never had any benefits from. I never had any migraines. I never had PMS. I've never had aching joints from arthritis. I never had a ton of health challenges that I told people of the world that my products would help with. And yet, I went out and told the whole world how they could get those benefits. I hate it when, and in fact, it's one of the things I'm going to get into with you in week 3 about sponsoring techniques, and I'm going to give you a little taste of that right now. There are a lot of people who say, and I hate it when they do this, well, let me try the product first, and if it works, then I'll be interested. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a high probability that whoever said that to you will never make you a dime because they haven't caught the vision of business. The secret to making money, and this is an attitude and perspective that I want you to have and decide to acquire it tonight, is the secret of making money in any business. I don't care what business you go into, whether it's network marketing or IBM, Microsoft, franchises, it doesn't matter. The secret to making money is finding a need and filling it. Now understand, I did not say your need and filling it. I'm saying other people's needs and filling those needs. If there are enough of those people out there who have that need, you will make money if you fill it. Simple, huh? Now, what's the number one need that we know that everybody out there has, needs, wants, and understands, and uses up every single month of their life and wants more of it? Well, it's money. If you're involved with nutrition, you happen to be in the second most lucrative industry in the world, which is nutrition and preventative health issues. But the number one industry and thing that people are looking for is money. So, as a business, your job is to think like a business person. And here's a weak link in network marketing. Most people in network marketing have never, ever been in business. So, they come out of a job, or they're still in a job that they go to every day, and they go into the independent distributor mindset that supposedly somebody tells them they gotta have, and of course they do have to have it, but they don't know how to be that. So as Upline, we have to teach it to them. How do you operate like a business person? Well, first of all, you gotta have the perspective that this is a business. It is a business that only has one purpose, and that purpose is to make money. When I ask people all over the world if they're operating their network marketing business as a business or are they operating it as a charity, a not-for-profit thing, you'd be surprised how many sheepishly admit that they're not for profit, that they haven't made a profit yet. So far, 2 or 3 years later, they're still not making a profit. You know, they just don't think about it as a business. That has to change, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to decide that you're in business, and the purpose of a business is to make money. And there are a lot of people that say, I don't like making money off of somebody. Then get out of business. There isn't anybody out there who's in business that isn't making money off of somebody. I don't care if it's a medical doctor, an insurance salesman, a recording studio. It doesn't matter. We're all making money off of somebody. Kmart's making money off of everybody and anybody that goes into the store to buy something. The purpose of a business is to make money. Sound like a broken record, don't I? That's a major paradigm shift for a lot of network marketers. You not only need to have that paradigm, but you need to go hunting for business-minded prospects so that you can bring them on board to get the kind of income you want. That's the first thing you want the prospect to get from you, is that you're looking for people to make you money. You want to get filthy rich off of them and because of them. And of course, the only way you're going to get filthy rich is if they're making a ton of money too. So it's win-win. I tell people all the time, listen, I'm going to help you make $4,000 or $5,000 a month, and I need 6 people doing that. 6 people making $5,000 a month, that's $30,000. Now, that's how much you're all making collectively, and I'm going to make about $15,000 to $20,000 as a result of that. Anybody got a problem with that? And they always say, no. Well, help me make another $5,000. Work with me. Help me get to $10,000. The more they make, the more I make, and we have that agreement and understanding right up front. Now, let me give you another paradigm that is really valuable. I told you that I wanted to help empower you to think properly about what you're involved with. Here's a paradigm, and I know there's some medical doctors on this call tonight, so you guys are going to love this. This is an analogy I used to make a point regarding network marketing. When you're sick, you go to the doctor and tell him what's wrong. He or she figures out what's wrong with you and suggests you follow their advice. They say, here, take this prescription twice a day until it's gone, and that should help. And they write something down on a piece of paper called a prescription pad, and they rip it off and hand you a sheet of that prescription pad, and you look at that piece of paper that they just gave you, and you cannot even read it. You do not know what it says, and in most cases, the penmanship is so bad, there's no one that can read it.